Culture.
Book Review. New Fiction. Battle Lines. The Road to the Country by Chigozie Obioma.
Nigerians do not speak much of the Civil War of 1967 to 70. Most schools do not teach it in their curriculums. The median age of Nigerians is 17, so only a fraction of the 219 million strong population lived through the conflict. Those that did are often too scarred or scared to talk about it for the memories it might prompt. Simmering ethnic tensions boiled over. An attempted coup d'état in 1966 was followed by a series of pogroms in the north in which tens of thousands of Igbo people were killed. Biafra, a mostly Igbo region in the southeast, declared independence. The Nigerian government, then dominated by Hausas and Fulanis, fought alongside Yorubas to keep the oil-rich region from seceding. They prevailed. Estimates vary widely, but around 1 to 2 million Nigerians are thought to have died in or due to the war. Chigozie Obioma sheds light on this dark period. The 37-year-old author explored his country's recent history in two acclaimed novels, The Fisherman in 2015 and An Orchestra of Minorities in 2019, which were both nominated for the Booker Prize. His new book warns of what happens when nation-building fails. It follows Kunle, a young Yoruba man who is recruited into the Biafran army while searching for his missing brother. He is given a suitable Igbo name and fights valiantly for a people not quite his own. Still wrestling with the guilt of a childhood accident that left his brother unable to walk, Kunle is determined to save him, but first he has to stay alive and sane. Mr. Obioma describes the battlefields and the swampy terrain of the Niger Delta with disturbing viscerality. You can almost smell the putrid mix of blood, feces and vomit in the trenches. Transfixed by the book's gory conflict scenes, the reader, like the fighters, loses sight of what is happening in the wider war. The novel captures Nigeria's fault lines in both language, with a mix of English, Yoruba and Igbo, and form. It flits between the real and the supernatural. The novel is narrated in part by a Yoruba seer who predicted the conflict and features an interlude with testimonies of people who died in battle, evoking an Igbo proverb, "The story of a war can only be fully and truly told by both the living and the dead." Almost 60 years on, the war's aftershocks can still be felt. A separatist movement, the Indigenous Peoples of Biafra, is striving to create a modern-day Biafran state. As a result, the road to the country links the past and present. Mr. Obioma has been described as the heir to Chinua Achebe, a 20th-century Nigerian novelist. He pulls from the same wells of rage and horror as his literary forebear did in a book from 2012 about the same war. Nigeria's wounds, still untreated, have festered.